The fear is that with less than perfect physical health, life appears to begin to feel meaningless. The activities that gave my life meaning, I am either no longer able to do, or they don't have the same meaning for me that they once did. The real question underlying our desire to have physical health is, what gives meaning to my life? If what gives my life meaning is my work, and I am no longer able to do my work, or at least not at the level I once was, what meaning does my life have? If I look to my body and all of the tasks it can perform as the foundation of meaning in my life, what am I really looking to? I ask you to ask yourself this question. The purpose of asking this question is not to get down on the body and the activities we rely upon it to perform. No, let us be grateful for the body instrument. I ask this question so we may question in whose hands do we place our bodies? In whose hands do we place our peace of mind? The body takes the beatings and blows of the cubicle self-heart-mind, and the body communicates the peace of the inspiring self-heart-mind. Is there a direct correlation here? Do cubicle thoughts increase the likelihood of disease, illness, injury, and premature aging? Do inspiring thoughts increase the likelihood of a long, physically attuned life? A correlation does not infer cause and effect. It simply shows a possible relationship. There are too many variables that cannot all be accounted for to infer cause and effect. A body appearing less than perfect may be a vehicle of a beautiful mind, just as a body appearing in good condition may be a vehicle of a chaotic mind, or vice versa. We return to the question, what gives my life meaning? A common theme among populations of people across the world who live longer, happier, and healthier lives is that they all have at the center of their lives a strong sense of community and a strong sense of being connected to something greater than their separate self, living an individualized bodily life. That is, a higher power, God. Spirit, a sense of being connected. It is a sense of union, not separation, that gives life real meaning and also supports health. How can this help us with our health? We recognize that there is no such thing as body health in and of itself. The body is neutral. It simply follows the commands of the dispirited mind or the inspired mind. The inspiring heart-mind inspires connection to self, others, and inspiration. This is what it means to change our mind about the body. Move from the dispirited heart-mind to your inspiring heart-mind. Let your body be an instrument of your inspiring self, heart-mind.